Foundation. As well, I do have Emma Pompeo, who was with the Haven as well as Harborside of Safe Haven Foundation. So first off, we're going to talk to Leah a little bit about what Haven's Way is.
So Haven's Way is a program for young ladies ages 14 and up who are wanting to pursue their education. They're at risk of homelessness. So what we provide them is really basic, semi-independent life skills. We really get them ready for kind of the next chapter in their lives while supporting their educational goals, supporting their dreams, walking alongside them through their journey, their healing journey. Helping them through their trauma and getting them connected to proper supports for their futures.
Amazing. That's so great. And as well on that, as I had mentioned previously, Haven's Harbor, that's an independent housing for girls that are going to post-secondary. Can you talk a little bit about that second side of the Haven's Way Foundation and what that does for young girls?
Yes, so Haven's Harbor is our newest initiative at Safe Haven. It is an affordable housing apartment building for young girls ages 18 and up who, again, like you said, are pursuing their post-secondary education. And it provides them a subsidized housing so that they can, be in a safe community, safe housing, also help deal with their trauma, get the life skills that they need to become fully independent. While we are still supporting them, kind of soft touch with our transition coach, teaching them, any meal prep, budgeting, financing, applying for post-secondary education. So I'm excited to report that actually Emma is moved in on Friday and she completes our Haven's Harbor. So we are full. And not only that, three of our youth have three little girls. So we have young girls between the ages of 3 months to 3 years old living Harbor building, and our community hub in the downstairs portion of it is underway, under construction right now, so we're really excited when that is complete. We'll have a gym down there for the girls, a little play area for the littles, some office and desk space so the girls can kind of separate from their units and have a place to do their homework and study. So we're really excited for what's to come.
Awesome. Okay, and so we're going to pass it over to you now, Emma. Talk a little bit about your story, being in the Haven's Way program and then now moving on to Haven's Harbor. What does it mean to be in a community of girls like this?
I moved into Haven's Way in 2021, February 2021, and it has honestly been life-changing. I would not be who I am today if I never went into that program. It really gave me this place to be able to unpack my trauma and be able to organize it and deal with it in the proper ways. And it's definitely been the place to give me the proper coping skills and the proper, life managing skills to be able to go into adulthood.
Absolutely. And I can imagine that being with other girls that are in a similar situation, being able to have this community and place to be safe and comfortable and to do your schoolwork, because you're in post-secondary now, as I understand. How does that feel? What are you in school for?
I'm still upgrading right now, but I'm planning on going to school for psychology to become a psychiatrist. The community has been really nice. It's been really eye-opening to see a lot of other young girls who have been through a lot of traumas actually going into post-secondary and actually doing things with their lives that are going to help them in the future. And it's really inspirational.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for telling your story. And again, just going to talk to you a little bit, Leah, about what today means for you. Seeing all these people come out today, seeing Pledge Day and the Calgary Children's Foundation come to fruition, what does that mean to you?
The kindness and generosity is just so heartwarming for us. We run solely on funding and donations. We are not regulated by any government agency. So, it really gives us voice and choice on, the girls coming into our program and really promoting that educational piece and that independent living piece, to get them to where they need to be. So, events like this are are so meaningful to us because we wouldn't be here without all of the wonderful people out in this city and the surrounding areas that help make Safe Haven what it is and are able to help all of these girls that we help on a continuous basis to find their path and walk alongside them through their journey and get to see their future. So Havens Harbor just feels like, you know, that step that we're always just glowing every time we leave there because these girls are doing it and it's so amazing to see. And we're so proud and honored to be a part of their journey.
Really an amazing initiative. Thank you guys so much for coming out. That's Leah Klein, the program director of Safe Haven Foundation, and Emma Pompeo. Thank you.
Tia, thank you. Going, yeah, that was a good decision. We decided to give money to a board member of the Calgary Children's Foundation. And you're going, yeah, this is money that was well spent making a difference in the community.
Absolutely. To hear those personal stories,
yeah.
You see that it makes such a difference in a young person's life. And especially Safe Haven, they've been around for a long time. They're just doing incredible work. We've featured them in stories with Global News in the past, just trying to raise awareness and tell you the good work that they're doing. And they are changing young lives. You know, sometimes young people get into a situation where they just don't know where to turn, and this is literally a safe haven for them.
Yeah, and that intervention helps them turn around their lives.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You have a pledge for us to read?
I have a pledge.
Yeah,
it's truly incredible to see what they do for these young women, to give them the tools to restart their lives, and they send us thank you notes, and
we
keep in touch.
Yeah.
So a giant thank you to Tina Miller, who's donated $100, and she'd like to thank all of the hosts at Global and CHQY.